Thunder Bay. A forensics expert confirmed DNA from Patrick O'Keefe was found under the fingernails of Braden Munoz following his death in 2017, but O'Keefe's defense argues there is no way to know for certain how or when his DNA was transferred to Munoz. The second-degree murder trial against O'Keefe for his alleged role in the 2017 death of 18-year-old Munoz continued in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Monday, where the Crown called Tara Brutsky, a forensic scientist in biology at the Center for Forensic Sciences, to testify. Earlier testimony by investigators involved in the case revealed that DNA belonging to O'Keefe had been found under Munoz's fingernails. Throughout her testimony, Brutsky provided more on the DNA evidence detailed in several forensics reports she completed on items seized at the beach scene near the Marina Park overpass where Munoz's body was found on August 6, 2017, as well as his fingernail clippings. According to Brutsky, testing found blood under Munoz's fingernails on his right hand and DNA analysis indicated two profiles, one belonging to Munoz himself and one profile from another male. Brutsky said O'Keefe could not be excluded as the source of the other DNA profile found under the fingernails, with a random match probability of 1 in 31 trillion. The initial DNA profile of O'Keefe was obtained from a discarded coffee cup collected by police, and a further DNA sample was secured through a warrant in October following his arrest in September, which Brutsky said revealed the same results. During cross-examination, defense counsel Kevin Matthews questioned Brutsky about the source of the DNA, raising the concept of innocent transfer. Matthews asked about the blood being detected under Munoz's fingernail through a chemical test that detects the presence of hemoglobin and whether or not the source of the blood could have come from something else, such as an animal. Brutsky said it is possible, and Matthews then went on to question if it is possible that O'Keefe's DNA may have come into contact with Munoz through other means, such skin cells or bodily fluids like saliva. Brutsky said other sources cannot be excluded as the source of the DNA. Just touching the skin itself, I wouldn't expect this much transfer unless there is bodily fluid on the skin or if there was a scratch, she said. But Brutsky also agreed that the context is important, and Matthews asked that not knowing what O'Keefe and Munoz did with one another, would it be impossible to say how the DNA became present under Munoz's fingernail? I would be unable to speculate how it came to be there, Brutsky said. Another witness also testified earlier on Monday to seeing Munoz near a restaurant on the corner of River Street and Cumberland Street the evening before his body was found on August 6 between 7 and 8 p.m. The witness testified to seeing him meet another individual before walking off, though the witness did not know the identity of the second person. Evidence presented earlier in the trial placed O'Keefe at the beer store on Cumberland Street that same evening at approximately 7:30 p.m. the evening of August 5. The trial continues Tuesday, with the pathologist involved in the case expected to testify.